our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
We're doing it live.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And together we are awesome.
We're pretty sure.
I'm 100% sure.
You're 100% sure. Mm-hmm. Never a doubt in your mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty awesome.
What do you think would happen the day that you doubted how awesome you were? Is that the day of the apocalypse? And you're just like, oh, what happened? I'm not awesome anymore. No.
So I decided that in this podcast, I'm just going to be as offensive as possible.
No, that's never a good plan. Uh-huh. No, let's not do that.
Why?
Why would you? What is your motivation in this endeavor?
Because butts.
Butts. Great. That you, explains everything.
Everybody listen. You guys are butts.
Oh. Throwing it down.
Yeah.
Well, so our lives are boring, huh? When's the last time you left the house and did something fun?
Yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
I walked home from.
Okay, I mean like an event that you went to that was fun. Oh, you did that pre-release like a month ago.
Yeah, the magic pre-release, and also.
You didn't like it though. You left early.
I did poorly. I always do fun things.
You go to Friday Night Magic sometime. Mm-hmm. You don't ever do fun things. Oh, we were gonna go for a walk today. The weather's been so nice.
Everything that I do is fun.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I've seen what you do most of the day. I would not call it fun.
I'm very close to getting a platinum trophy on Final Fantasy 13.
You're really stressed out about like casual gamer video games, like Puzzle Quest. You're just like I'm gonna miss it. I'm gonna miss my deadline that I'm doing.
Yeah, well, because it's at like at 11, and then I have to do it before. Before then.
Is it 11 p.m. every night?
No, sometimes 11 a.m.
So it's 11 a.m.? Yeah. Well, that's not so bad, except you work. You have a new work schedule that's really early. We're not in the same department anymore. Yeah. Kind of sad.
I like my new department. I get to do stuff that's different.
That's good. It's always nice to learn new things, get out of the rut.
Yeah, well, I mean, my plan is to just learn everything.
That's a good plan.
And then eventually I'll just know everything.
Yeah, that's I would that recommend works. That as well.
When I'm 1,000 years old, I'll
Is this
know everything.
Inclusive of languages? Because you haven't really tried on that one. We were going to learn Esperanto once, remember?
Nope.
No, we were, though. It was our New Year's resolution
I have to learn how to talk to computers first before I can talk to other people.
I think it was like 2 years ago our New Year's. It might have been last year our New Year's resolution was
Esperanto.
I think
you're entirely making that up.
No, I'm not. I don't know. Esperanto? I probably could look back on Facebook and find it somewhere, but I don't know because we thought it would be cool. And we could do it together.
We
could just talk Esperanto.
Even heard of Esperanto.
You're such a liar. Why are you busting my balls right now?
Esperanto would be cool.
I know, that's what we said like 2 years ago.
But nobody would know it.
That's the point. We would know it. Mm-hmm. And we would know Esperanto and we get into exclusive clubs that only Esperanto people can get into.
Do they have those? I think that...
We wouldn't know about it.
I think that other people that speak Esperanto would not be people I'd want to hang out with.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, no.
I feel like they're intellectuals. Like, they're the people who sit in their study and listen to classical music and read books by authors they've never heard of and
they're
talk
probably
about
hipsters.
Them. You think they're hipsters?
Yeah, they're like, we're talking a language that nobody knows because we...
No, honestly, you know what? They're probably all linguistics people who, like...
Linguists?
Yeah, linguists who, like, study languages and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't study language. I did Spanish for a while.
You're making a cake right now.
I am. The cake is baking. It has, how many minutes? I don't know.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
Like 7 minutes left, and then this big loud beepy thing's
so
going to go off.
The reason I bring it up is because the side effect of you baking a cake is it becomes really hot in here.
Does it?
Yeah, because it's really hot
right
now.
I feel like it became really hot in here when I turned on the oven to 450 for like half an hour to make the pizza.
Right.
And then you closed the window because you said, it's cold in here.
Right, but now it's hot.
Well, open the window.
But I tried to and you moved me. You wouldn't let me stand up.
No. Go, open the window. Quit your bitching.
You quit your butt.
The interesting lives of people who just need to open windows. Don't open it that far. It'll get freezing in here. Oh, God, it's so cold. Oh, God, it's so cold.
It's not...
You know we live in North Dakota, right?
Yeah, it's also May.
Close it a little. Just some. My poor plants are gonna die.
They're right in front of the...
That's the problem. They can't get too cold or they die. I'm trying to grow tomatoes and peppers from seeds, and I don't think it's going well.
No, they're awesome. They're doing great.
You need to move closer to the microphone or I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Move the microphone closer to me.
No, because that makes noise. Okay, that'll work. That's too close. You can hear people.
I'm real close to the microphone. I don't know if you can hear me, but she's gonna yell at me real soon.
I'm looking at the levels and you are maxing them out. You're gonna cause someone like to blow up an ear drum or something.
But I was talking very quiet.
I thought you had things to talk about.
What do I have to talk about?
I thought we were gonna talk about Game of Thrones or something.
Okay, so somebody died.
Yeah, right. And then there was rape. Remember the weird rape?
No.
The weird corpse rape.
But that was probably like 3 weeks ago.
I think it was 4 weeks ago. Sit up. You're being weird.
I'm trying to get close to the microphone whilst being comfortable at the same time. I can't do both of them sitting up.
I'm freezing. You're too close to the microphone now. I'm kidding. You're fine. So you're playing. What are you playing right now?
What am I playing?
Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
Playing 10?
Well, I wanted to get all the trophies on 13 first, and then I'll go back and play because I got the remaster of 10 and 10-2, and I have to dodge the lightning bolts 200 times.
You don't like 10-2, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What? So is it, do you hate the gameplay of it, or do you hate like the characters, or what do you hate about it?
No, I hate the structure of it. It's set up like in chapters, but each chapter is you go do a bunch of different missions.
Okay.
And then when you do like a certain mission, it goes to the next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all side quests basically, and it's pretty lame.
Ew.
Yeah.
I like side quests. I'm a side quest person in games, but I want there to be an option of a main quest. I want there to be, like Skyrim, I want there to be a main quest that I'm ignoring.
Right, yeah, Skyrim's really good.
But you never play them, like, I don't ever play, or like, I was playing Assassin's Creed once, and I did all of the side missions, and then not the main, like, and the same thing with, like, Red Dead Redemption, I'll do everything on the side before I actually advance the main plot, like, if I have nothing else to do, then I'll do the main plot.
Right, well, that's how you complete games, like, if you want to get 100%.
I'm not a completionist, though, I just like to extend it out as long as possible, I think, is maybe what I'm experiencing.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to miss out on gameplay. It's not that I feel like I need to complete it, it's that I don't want to miss out.
I think that's the same thing.
Is it? I think completionists like seeing those 100%, like seeing having all the items. I don't care about seeing the 100%. I don't like feeling like I'm missing out on something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a little different.
Did you know that some people are like level 400 of Candy Crush?
That's disgusting. I quit Candy Crush. I couldn't deal with it.
I played it a little bit, but then then Puzzle Quest was better.
I don't like games that limit me on how many times I can play them, and then it's like, oh, you can't play this anymore. Better pay.
Oh, right.
I'm not going to pay them. The freemium. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Microtransactions. Yeah, you seem like buzzwords now. I don't know. So you're playing Final Fantasy. You're playing a Marvel Puzzle Quest, which you really like.
Yeah.
You play that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You were playing Pokemon. You're kind of in and out on Pokemon.
Yeah. That's not a big thing.
Are you still doing Heart Gold right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to catch a bunch of different Pokemon in.
Oh, you want them in Fancy Balls?
Yeah, because you can only get the Fancy Pokeballs in Pokemon
balls.
Heart Gold or Soul
Silver. So I know that there's Pokeballs in Heart Gold and Soul Silver that I have never used, that there's, that I've never even probably seen before, because I don't turn in the apricorns or whatever they are. Which ones are those going to be, do you think?
That's the heavy balls.
Heavy ball?
The fast balls, the love balls, the
I know I've balls. Used, I've used fastball before. That sounds familiar. I've heard love ball. I don't think I've ever touched a heavy ball. That's just for Whalmer and Snorlax, right?
And then, generally, like,
and the legendary huge guys, Latios, that sort of thing.
Yeah. The big guys.
The biggies.
But they just look cool.
They do? What color are they?
Heavy balls are, like, black, and they got, like, little nubs on them.
Oh, that, like blue nubs. They look kind of like the Master Ball, only, I think. No, not the Master Ball, different one. I know what I'm thinking of. Yeah. That's fine. That's what matters.
Yeah, the fast balls are, like, yellow and white. They look kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Lore balls are green and red.
Okay. There's safari balls in that one, too, that you can't get anymore, can you?
You get
them in the friend safari, right?
Yeah, safari. Well, no. You just catch... In the friend safari, you just use whatever balls you have. Safari zone balls are like camo.
Right. But can you get those in the current generation?
No.
Okay. No. That's what I was wondering.
But they have sport balls in this one, too, which you can only get from doing the bug catching contest.
Oh, sneaky.
Yeah. So that's Pokemon, everyone.
I bet you didn't know you were listening to Pokemon podcast. Shut up. What else do we ever talk about? We can't talk about Doctor Who. It's not on the air right now. That's all we ever talk about is Doctor Who, Game of Thrones, Pokemon. Yeah.
Just stuff that happens.
Why change
we
now?
We watched Return of the Killer Tomatoes.
We sure did. George Clooney's finest acting moment.
He's pretty good in that.
He actually is. Mm. Was he famous at that point? Forgive my ignorance. Oh, hold on. You better vamp. It's I gotta get a cake.
What was that?
There's a cake happening.
No, so what was the vamp. Words before that?
Vamp. That means fill the space.
Fill the space. I could juggle.
That's not going to translate to a podcast.
I'm juggling so good right now.
Oh, man, look at it.
I'm juggling constantly the whole time.
I don't think this cake's done yet.
So anyway, I don't have anything to talk about.
Perfect.
I only just say no to the things you say. That's the funny part.
You just have to be contrary. That's that's your role in this podcast. You were playing. So you were briefly playing Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
It's like a game on the iPad.
It's a card game. You seem to like it.
Yeah, it was okay. Nah.
You have too many other things to do right now.
Yeah, just...
There was another game you were playing, too, like a questy sort of game that you were playing, I feel like, on the iPad.
Oh, like that... The Minute Quest?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Minute Quest?
Minute Quest.
Minute.
Yeah, you seem to like that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Have you just narrowed back down to one iPad game?
Yeah, well, I got the Singing iPad Monsters games. Game I like
oh,
a lot.
Oh, God. What's it called?
It's called My Singing Monsters.
My Singing Monsters. It's made for 8-year-olds. Boom. But a 35-year-old is playing it. Oh, since the last time we had a podcast, we have both aged. We are now a year older, and it's pretty gross.
I'm old.
We still work the same place we worked before, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I had a job last time.
I don't even know when the last time we did a podcast was.
I could look it up, but I don't want to.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I could. Well, I was going to look at, like, the folder on my computer, but I reformatted my hard drive, and that folder didn't back up. Into my files.
I have all of them on iTunes.
Well, I think we can download them again, too. From AHA Podcast. No, what is it? It's www.ahapodcast.com. I believe it's our website. Yeah. You have to put the W's in there, though. It doesn't redirect otherwise. I never figured out how to fix that.
You can look at my blog where I make magic cards.
You can, mattolof.com. We also have our Facebook page, facebook.com/ahapodcast. Email us at ahapodcast@gmail.com.
We have that?
We do. Yeah, you didn't know we had an email address.
Did you check it ever?
It's mostly, yeah, well, it goes straight to my iPod. It's mostly just subscription-based things now for, like, our website and everything, but
cool.
We accept email there. There's comments on the, I don't know if I would receive notification of those comments, so I might have to check on that.
Yeah, we're both on Twitter.
Both on Twitter. You're at Matt Olaf. I'm at Only Obsessed.
Yeah, you could send me messages on Twitter or follow me.
He might read them if he's got his phone or has looked at it in the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Which is not that common.
My phone isn't smart, so I don't have to look at it.
You don't look at it. You should look at it. You just don't. And that's okay.
There's nothing you I know, need from there.
We do have other big news we should probably talk about.
That's it.
We're getting married.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's invited. Sorry, if you're listening to this, you're probably not invited.
You
no,
can
okay.
go if you're at yeah. Gen Con.
So we're getting married at Gen Con in August the 15th, I think. August 15th?
I have no idea what the date is.
14th. I think 15th is Friday. So we're doing it Friday. You're welcome to attend. If you're going to happen to be in Indianapolis at Gen Con on Friday, August 15th, 2014. But we're not, it's like a 5-minute thing we're going to do, just kind of hanging out on the floor.
Yeah, you could just come hang out with us and play magic cards with me.
Where are you going?
I'm shutting the window.
Oh, you got cold? Is it cold? Is it too cold for you?
It's too cold.
It's too cold. So yeah, we'll be married after that. That's cool. I'm trying to learn to sew.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to learn JavaScript.
How's that working for you? You're always doing it when I'm not awake.
I mean, I've got that far into the book. I'm about a quarter inch into the book.
That's like a solidly 2-inch book. That's a big book.
Yeah. That's intimidating.
See, it doesn't intimidate me as much, though, because physics and math textbooks are really thick, too. Mm-hmm. So I've seen that for years. So I'm just like, whatever, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
That's not even hardcover either. And that's like 2.5 inches.
Paperback. All right, I gotta check on this cake again. It wasn't done last time.
So yeah, I'm planning on making a game, like a browser-based game that's just basically resource gathering and building things and, you know, waiting it out kind of thing. You push a button and you wait for 30 seconds and then a thing happens, or push a button and then 4 hours later something happens. It sounds awesome, I know. But when it comes out, I'm already, like, in my head, I'm playing it right now, and it's awesome.
You know, that only works for everyone else if you make it.
Right, yeah. But the first step in that process is to learn JavaScript so I know how to, you know, make it show up on the internet. And I've, Yeah, I guess I got the idea from doing a browser game from the cookies and the candies. What is it called? Candies dot anyway.
It's just candies, isn't it? It's called
Candy Box.
Candy Box, that's the one.
Yeah, there's a game, it's like a on the browser called Candy Box. And basically every second it gives you a candy. And that's it. And then you just wait and then you win after a long time. I like how when I describe things, it just sounds awful.
It sounds bad, yeah.
And then the cookie clicker. If you're not familiar with cookie clicker, it's cookie clicker.
Yeah, click on a cookie for a while, and Google then it makes you more cookies.
Cookie clicker.
He's updating it still.
Yeah, there's a new update. Yeah, I just got the new update with the eggs.
I don't play it anymore because every computer I've played it on has crashed. Mm-hmm. The first time that this computer went on the fritz, I'd been playing Cookie Clicker, and then my one at work, actually, I was playing Cookie Clicker, and the hard drive failed, and then I was playing Cookie Clicker on here, and shortly after, it died again, so I don't trust it anymore. I don't know what it is. It's probably just too taxing on the processor or something.
It doesn't like your computer.
Yeah, it's just constantly processing cookies.
But anyway, Cookie Clicker, you make millions of cookies. Trillions. Quintillions.
So what have I been doing? Right, I was learning to sew. Not going that quickly. I do sleep. I tend to sleep, yeah. Well, the shift that I work sort of lends itself to sleeping more in the day. Because I work 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then it's hard to go to sleep right after work because you're still fired up from work. Mm-hmm. So I don't usually get to bed till 2. What else do we have? I'm sure that there's something. Oh, our PS3 died. We had the old big brick PS3 and it just didn't turn on. We just got a yellow light, so we lost all our save files.
Yeah, and that was the catalyst for me getting all the trophies on Final Fantasy 13 again.
Because we got a new PS3, you're like, well, guess I better start over.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll get all the trophies this time.
It's a good plan. I don't think I've ever gotten all the trophies. No, I know I've never gotten all the trophies in a game.
I have a few games that have all the trophies. Fallout, Borderlands.
There was an Interpol game I got real close on once. Do you know? Are you familiar with Interpol?
Interpol, like the band?
No. It's just like a point and click find things in the picture thing. I got so close to.
For PS3?
Yeah, I believe.
Is it point and click?
I don't remember. This was years ago.
How old is the PS3?
Pretty old. It's pretty old. Well, I mean, this thing was only probably 5 years ago, but let me see. PS3, how old are you? Not PD3. Come on, fingers. Let's type it out. You can't just stop talking.
It came out right when I started at the pawn shop, so 2006.
2006, yep. November 2006.
Yep.
In Japan, and then...
Well, it was...
Yeah, November 2006 in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
See, I know.
Europe had to wait another 6 months. Those poor bastards.
I remember 2006. That's when I first started working at the pawn shop. That was the first... My first Christmas season there. PS3 just came out. Why are you pushing me?
Because you need to move closer to the microphone, because I looked at the levels, and they're real bad, and so nobody can hear you.
Ugh. You know how this goes.
Okay, it's already really quiet at my... No, we can't. You're going to hurt
Hello, him. Everyone.
What are you doing?
I'm talking in the microphone.
You can't. It's going
to... I'm very close to the microphone right now. I hope you can hear me, because I'm talking very low.
It probably
low.
Sounds really creepy in earphones. Like in earbuds.
I hope this is really creepy. But don't poop in your pants.
Don't poop in your pants.
Don't you do it.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough of that. Just sit up like a normal person for... You gotta make it 9 more minutes.
I am the normalest person I know.
You're not, though, at all. You're not normal. What else do I do? Nothing. God, I don't do anything. Oh, I went to a Nico Case concert. That was fun. Talk to me. Ask me about my concert.
Did you get spicy pie when you were there?
I didn't, no.
Well.
No, I went to
visit. Did you bring me spicy pie when you were there?
No, I visited friends and they fed me homemade pizza.
Did you get my Flight of the Conchords when you were there?
I tried. My sister had to go to bed early that night because she had taken an early shift the next day.
You should send her a letter with $2 in it.
A letter?
So she can
ship it back.
Ship it back in an
envelope. Well, you know what?
A self-addressed stamped envelope.
She will be coming up here in a few weeks because we have to go to the Cher concert in Winnipeg. You do not make that look at me about Cher.
I'm not looking anywhere
near
you.
She's a goddess, and you're not a goddess.
Do you believe in life, happening up?
Okay, now do your Shakira voice. All right. See, they're the same voice. You add a little extra in there. Do Shakira singing Cher.
I don't wanna.
You don't wanna?
I don't even know who that
is.
I don't know any Cher songs.
I'm not a puppet. You don't know any Cher. I think you just kind of imitated part of one.
What's another Cher song that
you
I know?
You did that one, remember when you sang it for me on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
You said, I was born in a wagon of
in
a
traveling
yeah,
show.
Yeah, see? You know it.
That was because it was on the
you
Simpsons
made it
one
like,
time.
You made it like... two phrases in before you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I watched the video again recently. And I was
oh, really?
Like, this is...
It really exists. I have a YouTube channel.
You do have a YouTube. You haven't updated YouTube in like
No, it's just me.
Years.
Sometimes I have a giant mustache on YouTube.
You have had a giant mustache in the past. You did one day and then you hated that mustache and you shaved it off. I remember this. Because you thought it was really cool and it was for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then you hated it.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't do a mustache.
You went bald too.
No, I've
right
done
after
it a few
the
times.
No, right after the first time you came to visit me, you just shaved your whole head, and I was like, "Oh no, you should." You know what you should do? Every time I've seen you shave your head, you've also shaved your face. Mm-hmm. You should grow a big old beard and then shave your head. Just keep the beard, but lose the head hair.
But like, where does it stop?
Like the, somewhere around the ear
that's
part.
That's weird.
No,
no,
people do it. It's
I know,
a thing.
But it's weird.
Do it though.
I can't abide by that.
You should try.
I think it's weird when people shave their head but leave a beard. Like,
I think you
if you're
do
gonna
it.
Do that, like do like at least a half beard. Like,
half.
Don't just
oh, that weird,
stop
like,
right by your
beard.
Ear.
No. They do. Well, they like round it off on the corner there. Like, it's
what if
not
I
weird.
What if I just shave it all but kind of leave like a trail around the back?
I've seen that before. I feel like
like a
glasses strap. That'd be great. I'm getting glasses. I'm getting purple glasses.
You don't even like glasses.
I don't, but I feel like I should have them in case, like I got, so I use this face wash that has glycolic acid in it, and I got it in my eye real hard the other day, and it hurt real bad. That would have been the perfect time to have glasses. Now, luckily, that happened on a day I didn't have to work.
I thought you already had glasses, though.
They don't fit. They're too long and too slidey, and I hate them.
They can, like, adjust them for
they
you.
They can't, though. They're Do you remember when you were trying on glasses and sometimes they just didn't, they were just the wrong size? Like, they're just too long in the back or too wide in the nose. That's just how those are. There's no adjusting it to fix it.
I found good glasses after
I
broke mine.
You did.
I like
your glasses. They're real nice.
Remember when I broke my glasses real hard?
I don't think you, well, you did break them. You should really stop breaking your glasses in the shower. Every time your glasses break, they're in the shower.
I can't see anything without my glasses.
You can wash yourself without your glasses.
Nope, can't see.
You can do that by touch.
Can't see.
You don't need to see. As I've just mentioned, you can do that by touch. Like a blind.
I'm blind.
Man. You are pretty blind. It's kind of sad. But it's okay. You'll survive. Probably. Why are you giving me a creepy smile?
No, I was
the
just
podcast
gonna...
listeners cannot see the creepy smile.
I just thought of something awful to say, but I
oh,
would
please,
say it.
No, I'm all for it. You haven't made an offensive joke yet except calling everyone a bot, so please go for it.
I can't do it.
You can't?
No.
You want to whisper in my ear? And I'll tell you if it's real bad?
I know it is.
No, tell me. Okay, okay. Compose yourself, and then tell me. Just go quiet, off mic. Okay. I'm leaning in.
You have
in.
To pause it.
No, I'm not going to pause it. I'm not going to pause it. I can't even say it. It's so offensive, it cannot leave his mouth, even in the secrecy of a whisper. This must be pretty bad, because you don't get away with this for nothing.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
That's it. That's it.
That
we're done.
That wasn't it. No, I want
to... Thanks, everybody, for
no,
listening
we're not done yet.
To the podcast.
We got 4.5 minutes left.
Oh, no, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We gotta,
how's the cake? Is it done?
I hit half hour. Yeah, I got to make the icing, but it'll be warm. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Everything will be fine. You need... tell me. That's not even a joke.
I know.
Listeners, I just heard him mention... It's not a joke. You just said, I just thought of the worst...
No, I was going to say, you know what I hate?
Oh, that changes things. The punchline of that, folks, was definitely not black people.
What?
That's not what you said. What couldn't be what you said. That's not what I heard you say. You know what I hate? Fruit Loops, actually. They're really gross.
Have you even had Fruit Loops?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Have you had Fruit Loops the real way?
What's the real way?
Like when you put them in a cereal bowl and then you put milk on
that's
it and eat
disgusting.
It.
That's disgusting. That's even worse than the thought of a Fruit Loop is a Fruit Loop with soggy with milk.
You know what I hate? I can't even say it.
Good, that's really racist of you.
What?
I thought you were going to say Bing cherries. You were going to say Bing cherries, right?
I don't even know what that means.
It's a cherry. It's kind of cherry.
What? How are they different than other cherries?
It's a brand? I'm sure it's like a species of cherry. You know how there's like different kinds of apples? There's different kinds of cherries too. I don't know the difference. They have them in Washington. They're actually pretty good. I don't like cherries and I like them. You know what? I think I do like cherries. I just don't like cherry flavored things or maraschino cherries because they're the grossest. Or those fake cherries they give you in Shirley Temples when you order them at the bar and you're 7.
I think those are maraschino cherries.
Yeah, they're gross, right?
No, you're wrong.
No, they're really gross though. How am I wrong about this?
You know what? I'm going to call Tom Maraschino right
Tom
now.
Tom Maraschino!
And I'm going to tell him
call
what
him
you
up.
Said.
Get him on the line. Let's do this.
I don't have
boop,
a phone.
Boop, boop, boop.
My phone is gone.
Ba-da-ding.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tom Maraschino?
No, Tom Maraschino's been dead for 200 years. And how did you get this phone number?
Do you know when he'll be back?
Black people.
Sir, that's racist. Thank you for your time. Have him give me a call when he gets back.
No, but he's dead because he invented the maraschino cherry 200 years
Jesus
ago.
But Jesus is going to come back someday, so why can't Tom Maraschino?
Because Tom Maraschino is...
Tom Maraschino has arguably done more good for the world than Jesus ever did.
Yeah, well...
He introduced maraschino cherry. Do you know how cool they look on top of a sundae?
Yeah, I
that's
I
so
heard
much
that...
better than Sunday school.
So anyway, did you have a message for Tom Maraschino?
My message is have him give me a call when he gets back.
No. Do you have a message? Because I can, like, you know, maybe
send it to him.
I could I might know somebody who could psychic? Send them a message. I'm not saying I'm psychic.
It's going to be a John Edwards sort of situation.
I'm not saying that I'm psychic, but I'm just saying that I might have a way to relay a message.
Well, the message was, I hate Mary and I think he should die for inventing them.
Okay, I'll let him know that.
Thank you.
I mean, not that I'm psychic.
No, of course not. Nobody's psychic. That would be dumb. Mm-hmm. That would be a dumb joke premise. Damn. Hey, a horrible premise for a joke.
You know what's worse? Like,
what's worse? Black? Is it black people? No,
black people are
all right. No, I agree. They're cool. I don't know that many black people. I grew up in a very rural, secluded area. But I'm sure they're fine.
Anyway.
You were saying something about worse than maraschino cherries. Which I can't imagine. People, you got 30 seconds. Get
people
out.
Who don't like maraschino cherries.
You know, you're probably right. Let's end on that.
You
people
know
who don't like maraschino cherries.
I'm
going to
punch
cherries.
Tom Maraschino in the face when I see him.
No, I'm going to punch Tom Maraschino in the face, and you're going to punch me for punching Tom Maraschino.
Yeah, because Tom Maraschino is a legend.
He's a god. He's a god and shares a goddess.
All right, thank you, one and all, for listening to
thank
the Adam
you,
and Holly Are Awesome podcast.
One and all one of you.
And a final disclaimer.
We do love black people.
Oh, I was going to say I hate black people.
Oh, no, don't put that on the record.
Oh, no, I mean,
you're
I don't.
You're famous someday and you're on Wikipedia. That's going on Wikipedia. You know that.
I don't really hate black
people.
It's
going to go under controversy.
I think that what's going, it's called like a joke where
yeah.
I don't really hate
okay,
black
yeah,
people.
I don't. You're honestly the least racist person I've ever met. That's not a joke. You are.
No,
I don't know how you manage that, but you're so not racist. I love
when
it. It's
I
great.
I hate black people so much.
Okay, well. Good night. Good night, everybody. Thanks. Thank you for listening.
Not really.
No, but.
I mean, no, yes, thank you, but not really. I don't really hate
black
people. Yeah.
They're great.
Black people are great.